Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today in his 113th episode of the monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat, highlighted various national achievements and called attention to significant reforms. He discussed various positive impacts of space sector reforms on the youth and interacted with a startup, GalaxEye, founded by IIT Madras alumni. Meanwhile, focusing on Arunachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister lauded the efforts made in Arunachal Pradesh, particularly by Nabam Bapu and Likha Nana, who used 3D printing technology to create biodegradable animal parts such as horns and tusks to protect wildlife. Modi called this initiative an innovative solution to prevent illegal hunting and uphold traditions. The Prime Minister also spoke about the Tiranga Yatra in East Kameng District, where locals carried a 600-foot-long tricolour flag, emphasising the growing unity in celebrating Independence Day across the country. Further, Modi also urged citizens to participate in campaigns like the Catch the Rain and Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, promoting environmental awareness and encouraged support for India's Paralympic athletes. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his best wishes to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Janmashtami. The Governor emphasized the importance of Krishna's teachings from the Bhagavad Gita, particularly the principle of performing one's duty without attachment to the results, and encouraged everyone to embrace his messages of love, compassion and pluralism. The Union Cabinet on Saturday has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, set to benefit around 23 lakh central government workers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that the scheme will offer 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months before retirement with a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. After an employee's demise, 60% of the pension will be assured for the family. The scheme also ensures a minimum pension of at least 10,000 per month after 10 years of service, along with inflation, indexation and dearness relief. The scheme will be effective from 1st April 2025. A mass awareness campaign in District Urban Development Agency meeting on waste management bylaws was held at Yingkiong under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Hage Lailang on Saturday. The event was focused on the enforcement of Arunachal Pradesh's solid waste, plastic waste and construction and demolition waste management bylaws 2023. Speaking on the occasion, DC Lailang emphasized the importance of cleanliness and called for increased public awareness and strict enforcement of bylaws, including user charges and penalties for non-compliance. He urged residents and businesses to cooperate with the district administration and the Urban Development Department and suggested the garbage collection timings and routes be clearly communicated for better public adherence. National Karate Gold Medalist Taru Richo was warmly welcomed in his native Hijar village of Lower Subansiri district yesterday. Richo won the gold medal in the senior para wheelchair kata category at the national championship in Haryana. Speaking on the occasion, Director of Youth Affairs Ramesh Lingi praised Richo's dedication and promised that the state government would ensure he receives the recognition and incentives he deserves. Lingi also encouraged other athletes from Arunachal Pradesh to aim for national and international success, expressing hope that Richo could one day represent India at the Olympics. The Indian Army, under Operation Sadbhavna, held a medical and veterinary camp at the remote Kumrotsa village, a remote hamlet between Taksang village and Grolethang near the Indo-Tibet border in Tawang district of Arunachal Pradesh today. With a population of fewer than 100, primarily Yak glaciers, Kumrotsa faces severe challenges due to the absence of any hospital or medical facility nearby. The camp provided free medical services to residents and veterinary camp for livestock, addressing critical needs and supporting the community's well-being. This initiative aligns with the government's Swasth Bharat Abhiyan, showcasing the Army's commitment to improving life in remote border areas. The Executive Engineer of Transmission Division 3 on Saturday said that a cyclonic storm on the midnight of August 23 caused a tree to fall on the 132 kV Alo Pasika transmission line, damaging the conductors. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.